I'm here with Charles Mortensen, owner of Syringa Cyclery. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. We want to hear all about Three Forests Minus Cyclotour 2022. And that's an upcoming event that you're hosting. So tell us about it. But, you know, the name is really interesting. So tell us about that name and then tell us about the event.
Okay, so the name, it's a gravel ride event, and the three-quarter minus portion of the name refers to the grade of gravel, typical grade of gravel that people use to put down on roadbeds, and essentially three-quarter inch pieces and less. So a lot of gravel roads around here have three-quarter minus gravel on them. The cycle tour, as it's pronounced, is essentially bike tour in Danish. So it's the three-quarter minus cycle tour, and it's a gravel riding event. We've got two routes. This is the second year we've done it. It would have been the fourth year had the pandemic not arrived, but we started, the first year was 2019, and we're doing our second one this year, May 7th.
So you said there's two routes. So tell us about the distance length of the two routes. So there's something for everyone, it sounds like.
Yes, the short route, or the one humper as it's called, is 52 miles, and it takes riders north of town, starting on Oak Street between Matchwood Brewing and Syringa Cyclery, and going north into the Selly Valley and up. You know, it's essentially flat with one big climb and then some short climbs towards the end of the route. Into the Selly Valley, back into town, northwest of town, into the hills, northwest of town, and then back via Oak Street to the finish line, 52 miles. That route you could probably do on a regular road bike. A gravel bike might be a little more comfortable, but it's not such a rough route that you wouldn't be able to do it on a regular road bike. The longer route is two humps, the two humper, 76 miles. I would not recommend doing that on a road bike on our usual route. We have right now, the two humper route has a higher elevation section, which is about 2 miles of which is still covered in snow. So we are going to assess that next weekend and determine whether we need to go to plan B, which would keep us at a lower elevation with the same, roughly the same distance and same amount of climbing. We would essentially take the riders around one of the one humper route twice. At least a portion of the one humper route twice. So.
Wow. I think you'd have to be a pretty good rider and really train a lot maybe for the 76 miler, for the two humper.
Yeah. So that's one of the challenges. These gravel rides tend to be in the early season like this. So it caters to people who want a challenge and are willing to train early. Although it is, it's nice to have the two route options. So if you haven't had the opportunity to get ready for it, you can opt for the one humper route, but the two humper route is a good challenge, whether it's on the regular course or plan B. So another interesting thing about the two humper route is we have a nice twist at the end of it. We come into town and we take the riders up through Pine Street Woods on some single track, about 4 miles of single track, before going back into town to the finish line.
Well, it sounds exciting. Are there other rides like this or tours, bike tours around the country. Is this typical? Are these distances, or have you created these distances for this area?
Yeah. This is typical. There are other gravel rides that are either shorter or longer than this. In fact, there's one in Montana this coming weekend, the weekend before ours, which is actually a 3-day event. And I don't remember what the distances on that are, but there are 3 different days with a time trial, a longer, I think 80-ish mile route, and then a circuit race the final day. But yeah, these gravel races, or gravel grinders as they're called, are becoming very popular nationwide and kind of worldwide, really. They occur in the spring and all through the year, really.
So we're here talking with Charles Mortensen, owner of Siringo Cyclery, about the 3/4 Minus Cyclotour 2022 that's coming up May 7th. It's very interesting to me. So this will be the second one here in Sandpoint, would have been the fourth without the pandemic. So take us through. It sounds really like the takeoff. Everybody takes off at the same time. Is that correct? Same place, yes. Same time?
Yes, everybody starts at the same time. We have competitive timing out of Montana, which will be doing the start and finish and the timing and all the results. Matchwood Brewing is our hosting the start, as well as the after party, which will include live music and food and beer, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got to have that after 52 or 76 miles on gravel. You mentioned Matchwood Brewery and as having the after party and part of the start. What are some of your other sponsors, if you have those in front of you?
Yeah, we have. So we have 4 rest stops along the route with local businesses sponsoring those, including the Pondre Peddlers, who is also a benefit of this event. All the proceeds go to the Pondre Peddlers, the local bike club, towards trail building and trail maintenance, which is their main mission. We have Outdoor Experiences sponsoring one of the rest stops at Northside School. Pondre Winery and Kiniksu Land Trust are sponsoring another rest stop. So that's 3. And we have another one, which is Chris Beer at his ranch out on Grass Creek Road. That's on the Two Humper route. He's sponsoring one. And then we have Alpine Shop, Evans Brothers, Pondre Winery are all sponsor, and Matchwood Brewing are sponsoring podium prizes. As well as, let's see, we've got a bunch of other sponsors. I don't know if you want me to list them all, but.
Well, I think there's posters around town. Another question, and KRFY is a sponsor, so that's kind of cool.
Exactly.
And if there's any way we can help, let us know, besides, you know, having promos on the radio. Is registration still open? And if so, how do people access that?
Yes, it's all online. The easiest way to access it is to go to syringacyclery.com and click on the 3/4 minus, and there's a link there for registration. It's open through the day of the race. The price does go up this coming, after this Saturday. So if you're feeling committed to ride in this, I would recommend registering by Saturday this week, but you can still register after that until through the day of the race.
Sure. Early registration helps the race committee get their ducks in a row.
So yes, that's true. Because one of the reasons we did have the price go up is so that we would have kind of a good estimate of the numbers so that Matchwood can plan for the food and drink afterwards. We will have a packet pickup and like in-person registration at Matchwood the night before between 4 and 7 and in the morning of the event, starting at 8 until 9:30.
So the race starts at 9:30.
The race starts at 10, but 10. We have registration through 9:30.
Okay. So are you having an estimate of how many people you're expecting at this point in time?
The first year we had, I believe it was about 125 riders. I expect it to be about that or maybe a little more this year. Currently we're at about 89 registered riders. And people tend to sign up kind of late in the process. So I expect that to go up.
Are you going to ride in the race?
I would like to, but I'm going to stay around Matchwood and welcome the riders as they come in. And we're going to have podium prizes and raffle and stuff that I want to be there for, which will, at least the podium prizes will probably start before all the riders are done. And if I was going to ride in the race, I'd be one of those later riders.
Okay. Well, it sounds really exciting. It's a nice thing for Sandpoint to have a mix of really fun things. We have the Long Bridge Swim. We have Chase 150 and this and other things too. I think we have a marathon or a half marathon. But it's nice because Sandpoint is known for its natural beauty outdoors, doing fun things outdoors. And this is a great thing to add to that list. So it's.
Yes, absolutely. And it's as far as the city of Sandpoint, you know, we have a permit with the city of Sandpoint, special event permit, and Bonner County for the roads. One thing the city likes about it is that it fits into a time slot that there aren't other things going on at the same time. So it sort of fits that shoulder season spot in terms of events.
Yep. Before Lost in the 50s, which is coming back too.
Right.
Okay. Anything else you want to say? The registration's still open. Register early if you can. You can go to syringacyclery.com
and go to There's syringacyclery.com has more information, including all our sponsors, registration, maps for the routes, and all sorts of rules for the race, that sort of thing. So go there. That's your one-stop place to get all your info about it.
I hope one of your rules is that everyone must wear helmets.
Yes, helmets, no e-bikes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be fun.
It sounds like a really fun event. People can find out more again at syringocyclery.com. This is the Three Fourths Minus Cyclotour 2022. Did I say that right?
Yeah, three quarter minus we usually say, but that's that's close enough.
Three quarter
minus cyclotour.
Cycletour, my first Norwegian word. Is it Norwegian?
It probably is Norwegian also, but it's Danish.
Danish, yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, Charles Mortensen, thank you so much. Anything else you want to say about the cyclotour?
Not at this point, but I hope to see you all out there. And thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, another thing that people can know is that it's really fun to go to these races, if you want to call it a race, and watch the riders leave. It's a very fun, and then come back and watch them come in.
Exactly. Yeah. I would like to add a couple more things. Pondere Pedalers, not only are they benefiting from this event, they are providing a lot of the volunteers and also sponsoring the event with a rest stop. So they've been pretty integral to this, to coordinating with this. Jason Meshberg is kind of a co-creator of this event, and he's been a big help designing the course and promoting it and just putting out lots of great ideas. So
Yeah, he's
he's
co-host of it. Go Jason. Thanks, Jason. And thank you, Charles. Anything else you said? You said a couple things you wanted to say, by the way.
I was at Jason Meshberg and Jason Welker, big help to this. And also our local sponsors. We couldn't do this without them. So it's great to have a community effort for this.
Yep, it will be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for telling us about it. And we'll be cheering on the riders. Thanks, Charles Mortensen.
Thank you.